Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
President Trump has once again suggested relocating World Cup matches from cities that he deems unsafe, this time threatening to move games from Boston, one of 11 US cities hosting the FIFA Games next year. But FIFA says he has no authority to move those matches. Well, for more, we're joined by Gavin Cooney, sports writer and broadcaster with The 42. Hello, Gavin.
Claire, how are things?
Now, Donald Trump has always hailed the World Cup as an event that he's really proud to have in the United States. So why is he now threatening to disrupt the whole thing by moving the matches?
It's part of his wider attack on cities that are largely democratically controlled. We've seen him send in federal troops into Los Angeles, into Chicago and into Washington, D.C., notionally under the principle that he was ensuring safety, like, for instance, in Los Angeles in response to protests. In Chicago, I believe the troops were sent in response to local protests against the activities of ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So he's talked about these cities being controlled by, quote, the radical left. And to ensure safety, he says that they may move World Cup matches out of these cities, again, claiming fairly baselessly that they're unsafe. So it's been put to Trump in questions that, you know, Seattle and San Francisco are among two cities, along with Boston, who have World Cup matches. And he says, yes, we would move them if they're not safe, in his own understanding of the phrase. Of course, he says that FIFA wouldn't like it, but he could ring his pal Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, and Trump says he'd do it. He wouldn't like to do it, but he'd do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a question mark over that, isn't there? And a question mark also over whether Donald Trump has any authority in this area, because this is a FIFA gig, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, Gianni Infantino hasn't said anything about it, but a vice president of FIFA, Victor Montagliani, who's from Canada, said it won't happen, that this is FIFA's tournament, this is FIFA's jurisdiction, and the strength of our competition and our sport is that will endure any political regime anywhere in the world. So he doesn't technically have the power to do it, because FIFA have set up these agreements with the cities themselves, and they're incredibly complex and detailed agreements where the city have to provide and they have to come to agreements on security, infrastructure, transport, obviously the match dates and the infrastructure around that, but even things like tax exemptions and so on. So in theory, yes, Trump has no actual power to unilaterally move these matches, but as we've seen in many other realms of American life at the moment, Trump technically doesn't have the power to do things, but he still seems to manage to cause quite a lot of upheaval even without that direct power. So, you know, he can in theory withhold federal grants to cities from whom he wants to move matches from. And he'll also have power around the granting of visas, which is going to be an undercurrent as the World Cup approaches. Like, for instance, Iran have qualified, and there seems to be doubt as to whether not only Iranian fans but even the Iranian players will be given visas to compete. So while he doesn't have the direct power to say take these matches out of San Francisco and move them to Georgia or somewhere maybe a little bit more favorable to Trump, it doesn't mean that he can't cause a huge amount of chaos, I assume, and make in the organising of the competition.
And Gavin, how tight is he with the FIFA president Gianni Infantino?
Oh, they look like bosom buddies, Claire. Okay. It's remarkable. Like, if you look at the Gaza summit in Egypt, and you'll have seen the line of world leaders there. And alongside those world leaders, the FIFA president Gianni Infantino, who is meant to be an apolitical figure. You know, when he was asked about potentially banning Israel from competition as they did with Russia, you know, Infantino pleaded the apolitical angle. But Infantino has cultivated an extremely close relationship with Trump. He was there at his inauguration dressed like him, you know, white shirt and red tie, you know, full kit insert there. So
cosplay. You
know, the question is, why? Exactly. The question is, why has he done this? Like, the, you know, people close to Infantino would say you need to cultivate a close relationship with Trump to get anything done. So, you know, I suppose there is an argument to say Infantino could talk Trump down from the ledge here if he wants to move games, because it would be such a logistical nightmare for FIFA. But certainly when Canada and Mexico are also hosting games of this World Cup, they're entitled to look at Infantino's closeness with Trump and say, this is not just an American competition, despite the apparent conduct of Infantino.
OK, so but the host cities are ready. They've been chosen. They will be expected to provide security for these games. I mean, that is the FIFA deal. And the substantive point is that those deals have already been done. I mean, they're pretty much, I would imagine, from FIFA's point of view, set in stone at this point.
Oh, 100%. That's very much FIFA's view. But, you know, Trump is an agent of chaos with whom they have of a kind they have rarely dealt with before. But certainly FIFA's view is, look, these matches are here and these can't move. I'd love to say that, you know, all this uncertainty around matches that Trump is creating might create uncertainty for the Irish fans planning to travel to the World Cup. But sadly, the Irish team don't seem to have any interest in traveling ahead of them. So it's less, maybe less an Irish story that we wanted, Claire. But yeah. Sorry. I've gone off on a tangent there.
Yeah.
The substantive point is Trump is saying these things. He doesn't have the unilateral power to move them.
Listen, there will be some Irish fans though traveling to the Olympics in 2028, which are due to be held in LA. But Donald Trump, you know, he's really annoyed with Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor. So there's a chance that he might say, no, you're not having that either.
I know. And it's, again, it'll be a question. Infantino will be of no benefit to him there. Trump has said, yes, I can do this. I'd have to ring someone else, i.e. someone at the IOC. And it would be an even bigger logistical nightmare for the IOC to move. Like, okay, we saw the Tokyo Games are cancelled because of COVID or delayed a year because of COVID. But the actual host city of an Olympics hasn't been moved since Rome, since the Rome Games in 1908 were moved to London after the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. You can argue that there's a more temperamental figure in the White House than even Mount Vesuvius was 100 years ago. So, but again, Trump is saying these things. It is hard to see how they come to pass, but then I'm sure you've had political commentators on your show saying the same thing about different things.
Stranger things have happened, Gavin, I suppose, is the territory that we are in. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. That's Gavin Cooney, who's a sports writer and broadcaster with The 42. Now, coming up next, the Barm Brack. Where did it all start? And also bobbing for apples. If you have any Halloween traditions that are specific to your house or to your area, do let us know. The WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32, or you can text us on 51551, because coming up next we have a master baker and a food historian to talk to us about our unique and very Irish Halloween traditions.